Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dan Hallstrom of the U.S. Meat Export Federation joining us in just a moment.
Do you ever rate what's on your plate? I'm Susan Allen, Family and Consumer Science Educator for Dairy Max. The USDA's new My Plate education tool can help you make sure the items you put on your plate are part of a healthy diet. My Plate focuses directly on the food groups to include in a healthy meal, including the dairy group. More than just a glass of milk, dairy products like cheese and yogurt can be used to help build a nutritionally powerful plate. And dairy foods provide a quick, delicious, and affordable source of protein. The guidelines recommend that children and adults increase their intake of low-fat and fat-free milk and milk products to help meet the recommended nutrient intake. Like white milk, low-fat or fat-free flavored milk provides 9 essential nutrients and provides 3 of the 4 nutrients the Dietary Guidelines for Americans say both adults and children need to consume more of. This message was brought to you by your local dairy farm families and Dairy Max. Visit us at dairymax.org and learn more about My Plate.
Growing up, were you ever told to eat your liver? It's good for you. Well, some folks did. Some folks chose not to. Seems like it's an acquired taste. And one country that has quite a taste for U.S. beef liver is the nation of Egypt. Despite the unrest in Egypt, it remains a very valuable market for U.S. beef liver and other variety meats. In fact, Egypt is one of our leading variety meat markets in the entire world. Dan Hallstrom is U.S. Meat Export Federation Senior VP for Marketing and Communications. He says while there's concerns about what's going on, politically speaking, in Egypt, business goes on pretty well unfettered when it comes to selling U.S. beef into this important market.
Egypt is one of our staple markets on the beef side. We do have staff on the ground in Cairo. In regards to the recent changes with the presidency and protests and things like this, the effect on the beef trade has been minimal at best. Security through the Suez Canal and the ports in general has been good. Product continues to flow. Commercially, demand is still good. Exchange rate is relatively stable. And liquidity, the ability to convert the Egyptian currency into U.S. dollars appears to be unaffected. So I think all in all, it's a good news story in the sense that the normal supply and demand economics are still in place, and they are short supply, and there is increased demand for U.S. beef products.
Dan Hallstrom of the U.S. Meat Export Federation, who says that the affinity that the Egyptians have for U.S. beef liver has translated into higher sales here in 2013. Bigger volume anyway, but really slightly less value because of the global price that we find right now out there in the U.S. beef variety meat market.
Year to date, we're up 12% volume wise. The value is down slightly, and that's probably an issue more of product mix. Some of the products, such as beef livers, are common not only to Egypt, but very high demand going to Russia as well. And what we've seen is with Russia being closed this year, that's put some downward pressure on price. So on the demand side, demand's still very good on beef livers going to Egypt. The price is just a little bit lower. So it really has nothing to do with the recent changes.
Dan Hallstrom, the Senior VP for Marketing and Communications for the U.S. Meat Export Federation. And the bottom line of this particular tale, variety meats, the beef liver, the beef heart, the beef tongue, oftentimes, these are products that we simply don't have a lot of value for or interest in domestically, but there's countries around the world that will pay us a lot of money for them. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
A great way to learn more about the farm and ranch news that we report daily here on the Radio Oklahoma Network is subscribe to Oklahoma's latest farm and ranch news, edited by Ron Hayes. It's a free email, and you can subscribe by going to our website, oklahomafarmreport.com. Just click on the subscribe button at the top of the front page. Our daily email is a service of Midwest Farm Shows, proud producers of the Tulsa Farm Show in December and the Southern Plains Farm Show in Oklahoma City in April. Go to oklahomafarmreport.com and subscribe today.
That's your Beef Buzz, Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.